Mr. President, thank you for the floor. Slovenia aligns itself to the statement of the European Union and would like to complement it with few issues important to us. Mr. President, many of our states still suffer the consequences of the global economic and financial crisis. Some effects of crisis are tremendously harsh and have additional impact on increasing health inequalities between and within our countries. We warmly welcome the decision of the United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, to convene in September a high-level meeting of the United Nations General Assembly in New York on non-communicable diseases. They often are a cause of broadening gap between rich and poor and require the whole of government approach and cooperation at international level. We share the view that the WHO should have a leading role in this process, promoting evidence-based effective measures. In this regard, we strongly support the adoption of the proposed resolution on strengthening healthcare systems. At the same time, we advocate for the implementation with no delay of strategies adopted in previous years, such as the Global Alcohol Strategy. Mr. President, vertical approaches are certainly not enough. However, they should be seen as an important component of a holistic approach to reducing the burden of NCDs. In the area of cancer, Slovenia is for several years now trying to give more prominent role to common efforts of international community. We are glad to see that activities started during our presidency to EU in 2008 are being implemented. The European Partnership for Action Against Cancer was launched in EU, and it is a great pleasure and also a challenge for me personally and for Slovenia to lead this initiative. The aim of the partnership is, by sharing experiences and best practices, to identify key elements which bring to successful implementation of the national action plans. I would like to inform you that the steering committee started its work already and that the first open forum will be held on 14 June 2011 in Madrid. Mr. President, for Slovenia, international cooperation based on common values adopted with WHO is very important. This year we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Southeastern Europe Health Network, one of the most visible and internationally recognized initiatives. We will meet in October in Banja Luka, in Bosnia and Herzegovina, to discuss the core theme of the ministerial forum, health in all policies in Southeastern Europe, a shared goal and responsibility. The merit of the Southeastern Europe Health Network is not only coordination on political level, but foremost a genuine collaboration among health officials and representatives of national public health institutions on a professional level. In the framework of cooperation of Southeastern Europe Health Network, in which Slovenia acts from 2002 as a partner and a donor country, WHO Regional Office for Europe has offered valuable support and development and implementation of policies and measures in different health areas. We strongly believe that this kind of sub-regional cooperation strengthens capacities in all countries involved in should be continued in the future. Mr. President, Slovenia would also like to emphasize the importance of recently convened first meeting of the European Environment and Health Ministerial Board in Paris. Their high commitment was expressed to contribute to the achievement of the most important goals set in the Parma Declaration. Slovenia is co-chairing the Ministerial Board together with Romania and is determined to support the process with concrete contribution. This process should be, in our view, built on the report that United Nations agencies in Europe have agreed to develop to Rio+20, which will emphasize inequalities and importance of protection of the vulnerable. Mr. President, allow me to conclude by underlining full commitment of Slovenia to the WHO. We are convinced that only if we act together, all member states in cooperation with other stakeholders, investing in effective measures and allowing for information and good practices exchange, we can succeed to improve performance of our organization. Thank you.